You know, he obviously played there for a few years, has a history with the team, and we knew what this week meant to him, and we knew how important it was to him. And we knew that if we put him in the middle of that circle, we'd get what we got. And it was one of the best I've seen. It was inspiring. It was motivating, and it makes you want to go out there and win the game for that guy. Yeah. It was awesome. I don't ever tell what's said in the huddle. Maybe they'll have it on mic'd up or something, but I won't ever tell what's said in the huddle. But it was one of the most passionate things I've ever seen, and it came from the heart. You could tell he was emotional about it, and it was really cool. I mean, it was really, really cool.
Does it mean more kind of from
him?
He's normally pretty quiet and reserved.
Yeah. Definitely. I mean, you got a guy like that who's always pretty even keel, who always you know, it was just steady, and then he comes out and he has a moment like that. It's really cool, and it's special. You know, it's to get the win and to be able to hug him after the game and accomplish what we wanted to accomplish today. Really special deal. And I mean, the guy works hard. You know, he's laying blocks on reverse plays. He's scrambling for first downs, diving. He doesn't slide. He takes hits. That's the type of guy you want to play for. You know, you want a guy who's going to go out there and he's going to give you everything he has. He doesn't really have much regard for his own body, which I'm sure the coaches don't like sometimes, but we respect the hell out of him.
Being regard for body, I noticed the coaches were going to give you a breather after the long play, but...
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of those. I'm really not a big fan of breathers, unless it's necessary. And it was necessary immediately, and then it wasn't, so... I love to be out there. You know, I don't like to give plays up. I don't like to be on the sideline for any of them if I can go. And like I said, you work all year for 16 games, and then whatever you get after that. So you better take advantage of every single chance you get out there.
What happened on the play in the end zone where you washed your helmet and it looked like you were upset about something that happened there?
Yeah, I was upset. I was upset. You know, I mean, I get personal fouls called against me all day, and I get some extracurriculars done to me, and I don't see any repercussions for the other side, and so that's fine. That's kind of the way the game goes. You know, when you try and play the way I play, and guys gun for you, and they try and rally you up, but I think their offensive line knows that their quarterback felt it a little bit today.
At the final 7-8.
I'm not going to lie to you, man. I have no idea what that was. I'm not going to lie. I looked up at the scoreboard and I was like, oh my God. I was like, my brothers are going to have my head, my teammates. I literally, I'm not joking to you. I have no idea what I was doing. I don't know. Part of me is like, that might be a Deion High step. The other part of me is like, that might be a Nate. I think it's called a nay-nay. And then the other part of me is like, what? You're a white defensive lineman. Just go ahead and run it in there. Hand the ball to the official, please, for God's sakes. But, yeah, I'm sure that one will be replayed on Dancing with the Stars or something like that. But, I mean, that with my Verizon commercial, all my dancing cred's out the window, so... Well, I appreciate that. Those are very kind words. You know, I've always said that those types of things are for analysts and news people to decide and to discuss. All I can do is go out there every single day and play as hard as I can, put the best product on the field, work as hard as I can in practice in the weight room, and go out there in the game and try and give it everything I have. And then if people think you're the best, then let them think that. If they don't, then... let them not. But all that matters to me is that I go out there, I make my teammates proud, I play as hard as I can, and I put a product on the field that I'm proud of.
It is the defense in the third quarter.
Yeah, I think all day our defense did a pretty good job. You know, we had a couple plays here and there that we're not proud of, but one of our emphases was stopping the run, and I think, I'm not 100% sure, but I think we kept them under 100 yards maybe. Can't read this thing.
Yes.
Yes, yes. Okay, well, that's good. But we need to continue to emphasize things like that. You know, turnovers are big. Obviously, you get big plays like that. But our defense, I think, played fairly well today. Now we're going to go watch the film and see what we need to correct. There's always things you can correct, but pretty proud of the way our defense played as a whole today. You know, I really can't tell until I watch the film. I mean, being out there on the field, you're flying around, you really can't see much. But, I mean, we did stop the run a little bit better than last week, so I'm sure there'll be good things to see on the film. Did you guys have fun today? Can I ask questions? That was fun. That was a lot of fun. Okay. You guys have a great day.
Great game.
Thank you, guys. Go Texans.